Hi, I'm Laura Kay.
Hi, Laura.
I don't know why, but I'm nervous. So I'm going to picture you all as second graders. And not look at you. I like to introduce myself as an over-restrictor. So a little bit about my background. I came into HOW in my first meeting. I worked the OA HOW program. I came into my first meeting at convention 10 years ago. And yeah, so my background, I spent most of my life binging and then restricting. So I was never a purger, but I was a restrictor. So I would create very rigid diet plans for myself. I think the earliest diet plan I was on was when I was probably 12. You know, trying to live within 500 calories a day, exercising like 2 hours a day, keeping nothing in the fridge. So that was kind of my background. And then my first meeting was, at a convention, and I went to a HOW meeting. Didn't really know what that meant, but someone was like, oh, you gotta go, like, try checking this out. So I went to it, I heard the in how the plan of eating is kind of laid out for you, and they have guidelines. And I just heard the list, and I was like, nope, I'm not going to follow that one. Sure, I'll drink that much water. I don't care about the vitamin. I guess I'll do that. And just found a reason to argue with all of them, even though I wanted it, even though I wanted to be told what to do, because I had tried so long to manage it myself. So for me, acceptance has come in layers, and it's not done, and it's never going to be done. That's with myself. That is with my food plan. Still working on coffee. Haven't accepted that yet. I never will. So I found a sponsor. I tried to take the program a la carte, and part of it was saying, like, no alcohol. And when I first entered program, I was 27, and I was like, I'm not an alcoholic. And I told her, well, in 30 days, can I count it as a carb? And she's like, no. She's like, let's talk about it tomorrow. So, it's really just been acceptance for the day. Like, I don't ever say, like, I'm going to do this program for the rest of my life. I am at the point where I really hope I do. But at that point, I just, my first 30 days, I just need to take it a day at a time. And so I just learned to accept these things I didn't want to just for a day. Like, I can do something for 24 hours. I couldn't keep up. Didn't think I could keep for a lifetime. So I learned to accept, like, not having sugar. Following the food plan, I went to a nutritionist. I talked it over with my sponsor. I did not want to follow that because I was so used to controlling my food and what I thought I needed to lose weight, because that's really why I was here. And it felt like too much food at first, but I had to learn to surrender that and learn to surrender to not weigh myself all the time. And it was kind of amazing that after a month, it was like, oh, I'm actually like on the trajectory that toward the healthy weight. And what I learned through the program and accepting my food plan and all that is surrender. And so I've been very privileged to work this program, and I don't say this to brag or anything, but just that someone shared this experience with me. I've gotten to work this program in a number of countries and continents in strange situations. And so I've gotten to, I worked this in the Boundary Waters, in India, in Ecuador, in the rainforest, in farms and lots of weird situations, and it's and I say that because it's not, I thought the program was meant to like restrict my life, but when I accept it, it actually makes my life so much bigger. Because acceptance and the food plan doesn't have to be you're just sitting alone in your house eating steamed broccoli, which is what I thought it would be. It's like, you know, it's like problem solving with people. So, you know, I took my first trip in program my first year, and I was, you know, I talked to my sponsor about this restaurant I went to, and I just kept trying to convince them that I had had a slip. And they're like, but we talked it over, you surrendered it to me. Like, if you're saying I'm your sponsor and I'm telling you to let it go, you need to surrender to that. And that, like, really kind of broke open some walls for me, where if I'm choosing to, like, surrender, then I can just trust my, that I don't need to get it perfect. Because it was like I had asked for something at a restaurant to be weighed a certain way. And then I can let that go, that they did that. I don't need to be like watching them behind the counter. Like, yeah. I don't think that's right. I do this every day, you know? I'm just surrendering to that. And that kind of carried me over to be able to work it in different places. Like, I was in the Himalayas, and I have to trust, I couldn't bring my scale and my certain amount of vegetables and my certain amount of food there. And I had to trust that the guide knew how much food I needed. I took care of myself by not giving myself, like if they gave me trigger foods, like things with sugar, I would not eat it. But I had to trust that that was what I was going to eat and that was going to be good enough. Would I do that all the time? Absolutely not. But I just share that as like a way of, it's not, like my life is not about restricting anymore. It's about expanding. And the food plan, this will be the last thing I share. The food plan teaches me in a concrete way to accept myself. Like I've had the privilege of dating, but I've had the experience of dating in program. And I can share with it. But just that I have to talk about my food plan a lot, and it can be very humbling. But it's not, it's an opportunity to accept myself all the time, over and over again, to be like, this is where I'm at, this is who I am, this is what I need. You know, when I tell a waiter, or when I tell someone who works at a restaurant, like, I need this amount of protein, this thing separated, blah, blah, blah. Like, I can look high maintenance, whatever, I am. I can accept that. And I'm worth being high maintenance. I'm learning that I don't use my program or my meal plan to punish myself. I use it to treat myself well, and I use it to have my own back, because I didn't know how to do that before. That's awesome.
Thank you.